Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition. Good morning. I'm your host, Teron Davenport, here to bring you another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. And what we're going to do today is just bring in a Nigel Bradham interview from the locker room earlier this week. I know that was a request, so I was able to find that interview that we did. It's not a one-on-one, but it's still a group interview, and you get some good insight from Nigel Bradham, the new linebacker for the Eagles. But before we get started, I want to definitely let you know this show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Be sure to download the SeatGeek app and use the promo code LOEAGLES. That way you get $20 in rebates off your next purchase. So what we're going to do is get right into the interview. We'll come on back, talk a little bit of shop about the linebackers, and we'll move on out of here. So check out the interview.
Okay.
So far, so good.
All right. So if you keep that going, you're going to continue to be happy. Pretty much just continue to play lights out, being aggressive, and just having fun out there and making plays.
Have you met Poet yet?
Not yet. Look forward to meeting him.
What do you think? I mean, I know you haven't played with him, but you know who he is and stuff. What do you think he brings to this group?
He's definitely, obviously, he's a veteran. In his past, he's definitely been a captain, and obviously, he's took the toll of teams. Anytime you get a guy like that who's going to come in and pretty much add to the heart of the team, it's going to be great.
Did Jim ever mention him in Buffalo when he was coaching?
Yeah, most definitely. We watched a lot of film on them when he came there. And it was pretty much just because, you know, that was the team.
That's what he's trying to teach.
Yeah, so, I mean, we was pretty much just learning the system and everything from there. So we watched a lot of film on him. He made tremendous plays throughout his career. Look forward to playing with him.
So it looks like the fourth guy who played under Jim to come here. What about Jim makes people want to play for them again?
It's just more so of you know, just being in a great scheme. And he knows what type of guys that he wants in this scheme. And that's pretty much just one of the things. I mean, he feels comfortable with having a couple guys that know it who also can teach the other guys who are new to it. That's just how he's always pretty much been.
As a coordinator, he's known for putting guys in positions to best utilize their ability. How has he done that with you?
He's pretty much going to put me in a lot of positions throughout the year. Like I said, I've been in the system before. So, he's going to use my blitzing ability, coverage ability, hitting. I mean, he's going to put me in a lot of positions to make plays. So, just looking forward to the season.
What kind of influence did Stephen have on you play together?
Say that again?
What kind of influence did Stephen Todd have on you when you played together?
I actually didn't play with him. I played in Buffalo, and he played in Detroit. Okay. We both just was in the same scheme.
What did you see watching all that film of him? What stood out to you? What do you remember?
Oh, a physical guy. That's one of the very first things you're going to notice about Tulloch. He's very physical, obviously very smart. Anytime you get a guy like that who's can call out some of the offensive plays and be able to make plays on the field as a defense and keep the defense going, pretty much just be able to help guys get lined up and stuff like that. So it's going to be a major contribution, and we look forward to it.
Thanks, man.
Have you ever been involved in a game as a defense where you guys imposed your will to the point where the other team could not run the football?
I've been in a couple games like that. Those are great games because you pretty much put the offense in a situation where they have to pass the ball and you know the pass is coming. So that's when you just tell your front four guys just go eat, go out there and rush and have pretty much a great day.
Is that in your mind the symbol of a dominating defense, one that can do that? Because that's where you're battling and you're trying to open holes. I mean, it's more physical. Right. Than the passing game. Is that yeah, your mind epitomize a dominating defense?
Most definitely. I mean, anytime you can take away the run, it's going to be a hard on that offense today. That's what they want to do. They want to be able to control the clock and run the ball. So anytime you can take that away as a defense and make them throw the ball, pretty much, and get behind on downs, you know, and put them in long yardage and stuff like that, just by stuffing the run, it's going to be a tough day for the offense.
Did Jim talk about that aspect at all?
Most definitely. I mean, that's the main thing we got to do first is stop the run. And we're going to every week, every game, that's going to be the first thing we have to do, stop the run.
All right, so I'm sorry if you've been asked about this, but have you heard anything about what's going to happen with the assault charge recently?
Oh, yeah, it's still actually an ongoing investigation right now. So can't really speak too much on it.
Okay. How do you think it's going to be resolved?
I think everything will work out. Can't really say too much on it because it's legal. I got to respect that system. Yeah, that's just.
When you were at State, did you play for Mickey Andrews?
Yes. So 2 years with Mickey Andrews and 2 years with Mark Stoops.
So the attack first mentality was installed there. I mean, right. I'm sure you had it before then, but looking from school and then to here, you know, with Jim Schwartz, how important is it to have that attack first mentality?
Especially in this system, I think it's pretty much majority of everything. Because in this system, that's what it's all about, attacking. Being very aggressive and attacking the offense and taking a lot of things away from them that they want to do. And you make them where they can't do that, and that's what they want to do. So you put them in a bad situation. And that's pretty much how we're going to go about the whole year.
You talk about stopping the run as a linebacker. That's obviously your first assignment. But then once you stop the run, you know, you're going to face that play action. So how do you find that balance to where you don't bite that cheese up front and allow that crosser to come behind?
It's pretty much just reading your keys. You got to be cluing in on the lineman. At the end of the day, that's who will tell you everything. If the lineman is slow off the ball and not really coming off, you know it's a pass. They're attacking and getting down here. You hear a lot of pads crashing against each other. You know it's a run. So, I mean, you pretty much just got to be tuned in to your keys, and your keys will tell you.
Nigel, we talked about it.
See, that was Nigel Bradham. I cut that short. Just want you to get some of the questions that we had at the end. I always like talking X's and O's with the guys, you know, talking technique and things like that. So it's fun to do that. Before we move on, we're just going to remind you the home opener is coming up, 9/11. Definitely be sure to get your tickets if you haven't gotten them. Download the SeatGeek app. Go on there. Like I said, you get pricing that you want. You just set your price, and they'll email you and let you know when it gets closer to your price. And they do all the work. You reap the benefits. Get your tickets. You know they're sold out. This is your opportunity to do so. And on top of that, because SeatGeek knows that you guys, my listeners, are loyal Eagles fans, they're going to make sure that you can get a rebate, $20 rebate on your first purchase. Just use the promo code LOEAGLES, all caps, LOEAGLES. So moving on to Nigel Bradham, I really like how he was talking about the way you read your keys. And that's something that you're going to see the Eagles on offense. They're going to work that running game, and they're going to work the play action off of it. It's really going to be all based upon establishing the run. So when he was saying on defense how they like to take away the run so that way the team can't eat the clock and work the time of possession and then play action. It goes hand in hand, the two. And that's really how the Eagles are going to be. I was on Breakfast on Broad earlier this week, and they asked me about the running game and the defense, and I said that this team is going to be a pack-and-play style team, and they're going to look to run the football and play stifling defense in order to stay in football games. That's really going to be the way that they're going to win whatever games they do. But Nigel Bradham is a solid linebacker. You look at his top year with Jim Schwartz, that was 2014, 102 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, 2.5 sacks, and an interception. The guy is very athletic. I thought it was interesting. He has said that fellow Florida State linebacker Derek Brooks and Ray Lewis from the U, those are two guys that he looks up to. Those are his two favorite players when he was growing up. So a lot similar to Derrick Brooks as far as the run and hit ability. Now, obviously, Brooks is one of the best run and hit linebackers ever. And, you know, DB, if you're listening, trust me, buddy, I'm not saying that, that Bradham is the same as you. But at the same time, he has that style to where he could cover. He has that style to where he could you could blitz him on inside gaps, or you could blitz him off the edge. He has that style to where he'll come up and stuff the run also. So Bradham is a good acquisition, a solid acquisition for this team. They're going to use a rotation with Tulloch coming in. So I'm really curious how they're going to work all these guys onto the field. I think Bradham and Hicks will be on the field more, but the way I'm looking at it is they may bump Hicks over to weak side and bring Tulloch in and put him at middle on running downs. That's what I'm thinking. But we'll see, because make no mistake, Michael Kendricks is not a slouch. I know he's having the issue over the past week and a half, you know, and there's been question marks about him, but the guy could play. Trust me, he's a playmaker. His cover skills are not where they used to be. I remember coming into the league, Kendricks was really good at covering tight ends and backs out of the backfield. But that's something that Bradham does bring to the table. He can cover. He is that linebacker that you can leave in there in your nickel package if you want. So I think that the Eagles' rotation at linebacker is going to be pretty well set. Definitely expect big things out of Nigel Bradham for sure. And it was really good talking shop with him. Having him as a former Jim Schwartz guy, another one just to kind of institute that aggressive mindset. I mean, like we talked about in the interview, he had it before going to college, and it was just further developed and nurtured when he was at Florida State under Mickey Andrews. Let me tell you, Mickey Andrews, he had those defenses at Florida State balling. And look at all the guys that have come out of Florida State defensively and excelled in the NFL. So there's reason for that, and that goes back to Mickey Andrews. So I say all that to say that Bradham is very well schooled. I think he's going to have an impact on this defense for sure. And it's going to be really fun watching these guys play on defense, run around and make the plays that they're making. We talk so much about the secondary and the front end, but there hasn't been a lot of talk about this linebacker core. And I think it's pretty solid, to be honest with you. Even when you have a guy like Najee Good, you know, that could come in and play any of the three linebacker positions. So they're pretty well set now that they added Tulip. We'll see who makes it out of Tavares and Quentin Gates. That's going to be another competition. Unfortunately, Joe Walker is out, but I think this core is set up pretty well. So that's the show, folks. I appreciate you tuning in. Definitely, as always, subscribe to this podcast on Audio Boom. Check the workout at @TDavenport_NFL. Any questions, interview requests? I know Bradham was a request, and that's why I threw him in here. So definitely know that I will fulfill your request to the best of my ability. Shoot me some requests if you have someone you want me to grab in the locker room after the game on Saturday. So just let me know. We will be back on Monday. Check out the EaglesWire.USAtoday.com. And on that note, we're out of here.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.